My name is Kevin Bovee. On behalf of the petitioner Ciudad Colima Aguirre, this case, Your Honors, deals with two issues, one, jurisdiction, and two, remand. If jurisdiction, then remand. On the issue of jurisdiction, the Medina Morales case controls. Why? Because the board decision in this case is a decision regarding a motion to remand. It is not a judgment regarding relief under
the BIA expressly found that Colima Aguirre could not establish the extreme hardship required for cancellation under the special rule.
I agree, Your Honor, but...
why doesn't that... That's... There you go.
Well, Your Honor, because if you look at the... In Medina Morales, the court distinguished between a discretionary aspect of the denial versus the denial of the discretionary relief, because there were also discretionary issues involved in that case as well. And so, but what the board looked at in this case is the motion to remand. And if it is not a judgment regarding relief under 8 U.S.C. 1229B, there is therefore no bar to jurisdiction under...
They say, in addition, even if Mr. Garcia's conduct on that instance does trigger the section, we're unable to find a prima facie proof that would establish the extreme hardship requirement. Consequently, she has not shown. So I don't see how you get around that.
Again, the court did not deny the relief of cancellation of removal. It denied the motion to remand, and there's a separate.
But it did so by adjudicating one of the elements on the merits. It says we're not going to remand because it's futile, because, look, there's this element can't be established. And that's more than ruling on the motion to remand. Given that determination, there's no way. I mean, remanding would be futile. I mean, let's say we send it back and he's stuck with that determination. There's no point to it because that determination stays in place and bars future relief. We'd have to vacate that determination by the board, and that we have jurisdiction. With that, we don't have jurisdiction to do.
Well, but don't forget, Your Honors, that the issue on motion to remand is: did the alien present a prima facie case? And so that's really the question today before the court: is there jurisdiction to review whether she presented a prima facie case of hardship? I think that that is not a judgment regarding relief.
So let's say we agree with you.
Yes, sir.
And then where do we go? Because the BIA has already told us we go there too, and you still don't win because you fail in the ultimate question.
Well, it may be.
Check this out. We send it. Let's say we send this back.
Yes,
what
sir?
Happens?
Then the board would review the three elements involved in this case: battery.
They say we did this. And even if we do that and we give to you everything to which you claim you're entitled, you still don't make it. They've made the determination on the merits.
The board says that, but in the decision there is no specification. There's no analysis of any of the hardship factors that are set forth.
That's because they give it to you. They give it to you. They say, granted, let's assume you're right. Nevertheless.
I'm sorry, but they didn't say that. They said that they do not give the hardship. They said that petitioner did not establish a prima facie case on the issue of extreme hardship.
Well, that's the whole point, though. Even if Mr. Garcia's conduct does trigger that section, well, I read it before. This is no reason to go over it.
Yes, Your Honor. So I believe there's no bar under 1252A2B1, nor is there a bar under Section 8 U.S.C. 1252A2B2. In this case, as in Medina Morales, there is no Congress did not specify, that being the operative word, that the Attorney General has discretionary authority over motions to remand. There is a so-called default discretionary authority versus the specified discretionary authority, and there is so neither 1252A2B1 nor 2 would preclude this court from exercising jurisdiction. And this is of course a motion to remand and not a motion to reopen. However, as the board said in its decision, the requirements are essentially the same. And don't forget, we have to add that there is a strong presumption in favor of judicial review of administrative action, the St. Cyr case, plus the longstanding principle of construing ambiguous deportation and removal statutes in favor of the alien. If there is jurisdiction, the government believes that remand is appropriate to address the extreme cruelty and extreme hardship elements. The petitioner agrees, but suggests that remand to the IJ is more appropriate given that there has been at least a prima facie showing on all three elements. Battery, the evidence shows there was a violent shaking of the U.S. citizen daughter involved. This court, and the common law in general will tell us that an offensive touching is enough to be battery. On the issue of extreme cruelty, the County of San Diego substantiated that there was emotional abuse of the daughter Roxana. This court in the Hernandez case ruled that extreme cruelty includes mental or psychological abuse. And because this statute is an ameliorative statute, it should be interpreted and applied in an ameliorative fashion. And on the issue of hardship, again, the board just says there we haven't made a prima facie showing, but the respondent has spent more than half of her life in this country. She has three U.S. citizen children, 15, 13, and 9. There are medical issues for two of the children, plus the economic conditions in the country of return, the 10-year bar under the so-called unlawful presence provisions. But the board didn't refer to any of these factors.
What factors are there here that isn't in every case where somebody's been in this country and had U.S. citizen children?
I mean, yes, sir.
That's always an unfortunate circumstance.
Yes, sir.
But that doesn't, I mean, if we take that into account, then we say that's conclusive and binding, and the board has to find extreme hardship in that situation, it becomes meaningless. I mean,
it's
very easy to have citizen children. You just need to be here a little more than a year and quickly have citizen children.
That's true, but the statute does provide for the relief. This is a case involving.
But there are cases, and there have been cases where there really has been extreme hardship, other than the obvious dislocation that comes from having to move after having been here for a long time. And I mean, that's taken as a given. And there often are, the elderly parents. I mean, there's specific kinds of illness that can only be treated here. I mean, there are series of circumstances. All I see here is the unfortunate circumstance that she stayed here. She chose to have children here, and they grew up here when she had no lawful status.
Well, she had more than half her life here. The children are—they're not of tender age. More hardship than you would find in the typical case.
You know, people argue it both ways. They're of tender age, and therefore, you know, it'd be very disruptive for them to leave. And
yes, Your Honor.
There's nothing specific. There's nothing special here, right?
I think there is because she's been here more than half her life, and I think that is a strong factor.
We'd have to vacate the BIA's ruling that there was no hardship. We'd have to say they're wrong, and they couldn't, in these circumstances, find absence of extreme hardship.
Well, even the government agrees that the board did not address the hardship issue. It's very conclusory. It's a one sentence. There's no mention of the Anderson. None of the factors. The petitioner submitted a detailed declaration on almost all of the Anderson hardship factors. Yet the board didn't address specifically any one of those factors. And that in itself should be enough for a remand, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you.
May it please the Court, my name is Jennifer Paisner on behalf of the respondent, Alberto Gonzalez. The Court in this case lacks jurisdiction over the Board's denial of the motion to remand because it was, in essence, a judgment regarding the granting of the
discretion. See, there you go, in essence. The minute weasel words get into the equation, I get nervous. The other side says this masquerades as a judgment on the merits.
Let me take out the words, in essence. It was a judgment regarding...
Why? Because the other side says this simply masquerades as one because there's absolutely no analysis at all. It's just a conclusory statement.
Well, there doesn't have to be any analysis. The board specifically states...
I mean, it can be like our memo dispos?
Excuse me?
Never mind.
The board specifically states, we are still unable to find that the respondent has shown prima facie proof that she would satisfy the extreme hardship requirement of Section 240A(b)(2) of the Act. That is a judgment regarding the discretionary relief of cancellation of removal. This court has held numerous times that it lacks jurisdiction over that discretionary determination. The fact that the discretionary determination was made in the context of a motion to remand is irrelevant. And that is why this case is different from Medina Morales. In Medina Morales, no judgment was ever made concerning the petitioner's application for adjustment of status. The board exercised its discretion in denying the motion to reopen. It didn't exercise its discretion in denying the adjustment of status application on the merits.
So we never have any jurisdiction to review one of these kinds of judgments, period.
Well, that's the law of this circuit, and I believe every other circuit, that there is no jurisdiction to review it. Well, that's the law of this circuit, that there is no jurisdiction to review a judgment regarding the discretionary relief of cancellation of removal. What that means is a decision on the discretionary factor of extreme hardship versus a determination as to length of residency or the other statutory factors for getting cancellation of removal.
So the fact that it's devoid of any explanation is irrelevant.
It is.
We just don't go there.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
In your rebuttal, you've got about 30 seconds left.
Just to say, Your Honor, that the Medina Morales case does distinguish between the discretionary, there is a discretionary element in the denial of the motion to reopen, motion to remand in this case, but this case does not involve the discretionary denial of the application for cancellation of removal because that application has not yet been presented. So this case is exactly like the case of the alien in Medina Morales. The motion to reopen was to allow the alien to
present that case. But extreme hardship, the IJ did adjudicate the question of
cancellation removal.
Cancellation removal.
Under the 10-year, under the so-called B1 or the 10-year cancellation statute,
and extreme hardship was exactly that too.
No, sir, because that statute, the 10-year statute, or the 10-year cancellation requires an extreme showing of exceptional and extremely unusual hardship, and that has been interpreted by the board to be a serious medical issue or a compelling special need in school. This is extreme hardship, so it's
right.
A lower standard.
It's a somewhat different standard, but the question of hardship was adjudicated, so there was evidence of hardship presented
to the IJ
and to the BIA. It was, so when it said there is no prima facie showing of unusual hardship, extreme hardship. It wasn't just saying this based on no record. It had a record of hardship.
Yes.
Trying to prove a somewhat different standard, and then it took a look at it and it said there's no point in remanding for this other thing because there's no prima facie showing of
extreme hardship.
Of extreme hardship.
That's true, but the board did not deny the application for cancellation removal. It denied the motion to remand because no prima facie showing of extreme hardship. And that is the issue before the court, and that is an issue which I believe under Medina Morales, the court can still review. There is a discretionary element.
It's not an implausible argument. I think it falls into a gray area.
Yes, Your Honor. Well, I hope it's open gray, the California gray, Your Honor. Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you. Case is arguable. Stay submitted. Next we'll hear Kewin versus Gonzalez. The litigious Mr. Gonzalez is in court a lot today.